Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ever wondered what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of the No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome and your mind can wander free. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Like, share, and subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, this is Jeremy coming to you from the No Name Podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
And it's your boy, Trey. And we're here.
Are you stuck?
No.
What happened?
The Matrix happened. Error.
We got a skip in the CD here. Remember that? The disc man, you'd be riding the buzz, be like, stop shaking.
Oh, please. You're scratching my CD.
You got to choose which pill.
Error. Okay, no. Hey, y'all, welcome. This has been a fun week for us, and we look forward to this conversation. I am looking forward, at least, to this conversation, so I want to get us kicked off and started.
I'm here to troll. Just throwing it out there.
No, Jeremy.
Bye-bye, TikTok.
You better share your honest opinion. So, as two parts to this, yes, TikTok is on the way. And I say on the way? On the way out!
Well, by the time this episode airs, it's gone. Yeah. So it's done.
It's gone for you.
I think y'all are happy about it, and I'm just kind
of... I am. And I'll tell you why later in the episode. But first, I start off with this. You know, now we're entering to... The week has started. We got a new prez in place. And I just wanted you to know, how do you guys feel about the state of America? We don't have to get too political with it, right? I just know, generally speaking, as us looking at all these different scenarios, situations, and conspiracy theories, how are y'all feeling about what we may experience? And you hinted towards in the last couple of episodes about just something. You keep saying it. And this one makes me want to talk about it. I am, although not maybe as optimistic about things, I feel like, oh, you know what? Man, we just got to get through it. We'll be all right. We're Americans. I feel a little bit of resiliency setting in. But I'm not getting that energy from you two. So I'm trying to figure out.
And now the energy from you too.
First of all, you keep saying you feel as if something bad may happen.
That's just at the inauguration. I'm saying get past that, which at this air showing, it's done. And if I have to go back and cut this part out or that part, whatever.
Oh, maybe do a special episode to say I was right.
Yeah, okay.
Which I hope that you were wrong. But let's. Okay, but you said you feel like that something bad may happen all 4 years. And so give me this. I'm feeling like the worst case scenario is these rich people get richer and they shrink the middle class a little bit more. The end.
Best case scenario?
Is that what
you're saying?
Wait.
So you're saying that they're going to strengthen, that you think they may strengthen the middle class in the process?
Not strengthen, shrink.
Oh, shrink.
You sound like you said.
I thought you said strengthen. I was like, all right.
Strengthen.
That's what I thought.
But
you said
shrink.
I was like, okay, that's best.
Make smaller.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I think it would just be upper middle class or mid, like mid and up. It will be no more lower middle class because they're poor now.
Interesting. Now what? I just have to ask.
Sounds like he's trying to pit me.
Right now, I think middle class is like just regular middle class. Is like 50,000-60,000 a year, right? Isn't that right?
It was that pre-COVID, pre-inflation years.
So what do you think it is now?
They said to live the average American, in order for them to live comfortably in America, you have to at least make $130,000.
And that's just regular middle class. That's not upper middle class.
That's to live good.
Just to live. So that's regular middle class.
That's what I'm going to put that as. If to live comfortably, it got to be right in the middle.
Is this fact or is this?
Good grief. Yeah, if we can Google it. I mean, granted, I know you can't think everything, everything you read on the internet. But yeah, Google. It may be more than that, but just I'm going with 130 if I remember it. Maybe off of my memory, but I know it's over six figures.
Good grief.
That's crazy. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, did you look it up? What you got?
I'm looking it up now. Middle class, 2024.
To live.
2025 is not going to be.
Yeah, because we're here now. What you got?
Well, you know, the salary you need to be considered middle class in every U.S. state is close to $200,000 in two of them.
I thought it was that.
Gosh.
I thought that's what I thought it was, but I was like, man, I'm probably tripping. I think the average is $210,000.
So in
I'm poor.
In Maryland, you're considered middle class if your income falls between $65,000 and $196,000. So I guess that's the top end. So me and you are both right. Okay, so yeah. Like in New Jersey, middle class income is considered from $64,000 to $194,000.
New Jersey's barely a state, so.
But
all the states you name are small states.
Okay, well, let's look at
Texas.
Alabama, $39,000.
We'll ball out in Alabama.
Yeah, right. Tennessee's 42,000.
No, that Tennessee's going to change.
Let me see what Georgia is. Georgia is considered from 47,000 to 142,000.
Cap. See, that's the state. The city, you try to live in the city for $47,000.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So that's considered.
It's going to get averaged out. But then what you said nationally, they said it was what?
Nationally was upwards of close to 200,000, but again, that's the top. I don't know what the bottom is for national. It doesn't say.
But I'm saying, so if it's 50 states, and let's say hypothetically, in order to live in what we know, New York, California, Texas. Well, Texas, they got a lot of expensive houses, but
Texas is 48,000 to 146,000.
So all the states give ranges, or just Texas give?
Yes,
ranges?
All the states have ranges.
But you didn't have the range off all of them.
I don't have the range of the entire thing put together.
Gotcha.
West Virginia, which is probably going to be the cheapest, is 36,000.
That's just straight 36,000.
Well, it's 36,000 to 110,000.
Hmm.
So but West Virginia is the cheapest place to live, I think, in the United States.
Well, yeah, because they don't have English yet.
I don't know that I would mind living in West Virginia.
I wouldn't.
I've never been to West Virginia, but I bet it's
pretty. Let me tell you, I get weird real estate listings from West Virginia sometimes, and I'm like, you can literally buy like 100 acres with a pretty decent cabin on it, and this is like you're in the mountains.
Yeah.
Okay, with like 100 acres, it's like $275,000.
Yeah, I'd love to.
I'm like, man, this sounds phenomenal.
I'd love to live there.
I was literally just thinking, if there was
needs a city.
I'm like, if there was a way to rent this thing out until I retire.
Nobody is renting out no cabin in West Virginia.
That's what I'm saying. If there was a way.
I'd love to live in Tennessee. I love going to Tennessee. I love going to Pigeon Forge and Trey's like, Pigeon Forge is whack.
It is whack.
Nobody wants to go to Pigeon Forge.
So that's current. What do you think it's going to be? Because that's what you were hitting on. That's the whole reason I brought this up. What do you think it's going? That's what it currently is. So what is it going?
I tend to believe that what's the lower, those lower ends where we get called poor now, and then that's to say the median prices for all else places, like this, Georgia said, was 47,000. They didn't give us an up, right?
Yeah, they gave us an up.
What was the up in Georgia?
Georgia was our state. 47,000 to 142,000.
Jesus Christ. You got a little money to live on. I think, so when you get to about 122, because they use 142, so 122 will be
the new low.
The new low.
I mean, I could see that, honestly.
Yeah.
Just with the way inflation is, but.
There's no such thing as inflation.
Oh, God. Here we go. I feel like over the next 4 years, we need to experience a little bit of shrinkflation. Which kind of would just bring things down just a hair and kind of put us back in
shrinkflation with what? Not our food. They've already been shrinkflation in our food.
I'm talking about shrinkflation from everything being so inflated. You know, eggs don't cost $7.
When they have the bird flu.
Well, whatever. Okay. Let me try milk. How's that? Maybe milk isn't $4 a gallon.
It is not. But now they got to say, you know, they got to take out the dirt, some of the bad stuff on the milk. So that's why they charge you more.
I gotta take out the pus.
Okay, Trey. Give me an example. Okay, okay, God, okay. You're like my kids sometimes. I swear to God.
I'm glad you asked this. And then please hold, because I know your next 4 years is going to be crazy. All right. So that's,
I'm just going to go ahead and do this.
Okay, look. Just like we know, just discovered they took the red three outer foods and stuff like that, which we know they probably should take out red 4 to yellow 5. All right, the list goes on, right? Anytime, and this is only in America, that they do anything for us as a consumer that can benefit the consumer, they charge us for it.
Right.
And that's because America's for sale all the time. Now, the problem with that is that stuff shouldn't, you should not be charging me for something that shouldn't be in there in the first place. I will give you an example of this. Imagine going to McDonald's. Or no, we like Firehouse around here. You go to Firehouse, like the last time we went, right? And I go get my brisket, Smokehouse Combo Cheddar brisket. So good, warm. And they said, hey, because we warmed the bread, we're going to charge you an extra 50 cents. You went, wait, what? Why would you do that? Our brains wouldn't be able to fathom. This is something you provide, right? Yeah. But you should be doing anyway. That is what I believe will make the lower half of the middle class come down, because they can't afford those nickel and dimes. And if President Trump does go in a tariff war, I don't like buying stuff in any way, but let's think about it on a lower level of not even the tariffs, but like you said, inflation. Eventually, those things don't add up. So that's why I tend to believe that there will be a group of people that will be eliminated from a class system and reintroduced into another one, because inflation is not going to allow them to reap the benefits of shrinkflation.
Well, let me tell you about tariffs for a second, because last time Trump was president, he also increased the tariffs. We didn't see an increase in cost in our goods. Do you want to know why? And this is fact. China said that they absorbed the tariff cost. They're going to do it again. I truly think they'll do it again.
I think they absorbed it this time around because I think what people are missing on this is, it's not that China did us a favor.
I think something people are missing is the fact that this tariff thing has already been done.
It happened in the beginning of the nation. The worry is this. Yeah, China's showing a little bit of its financial power by eating that. So that's the first thing I'm looking at. Like, that's a stunt move, by the way. It'll be like, oh, my neighbor got a new car. they think they got a new car. So I pull out with this Lamborghini Hurricane. Now, what did you have? You know what I mean? But to say that they're going to do it again on a more variety of products, so we don't know how many tariffs of products was this. But if you're telling people or every nation that everything that you bring here, we're going to tax you on, they're not going to, every company or every nation is not going to eat that for us. So I'm not necessarily worried about that. I personally, if that's what Trump wanted to do, do what you want to do. Because I know what that's going to do to the American people long term, because we know, and not necessarily get caught on that, but more so just this. Anytime, prime time, but this happened in our lifetime. The Surgeon General came out and said, hey, cigarette company, y'all really are killing folks. Y'all got to slap on this warning. The price of cigarettes went from like $1.89 to $5 just from one new warning label. Get the crap out of here. Right?
Well, the other thing that raised it up is a thing called sin tax. Sin tax is a tax that they put on, at least in Georgia. I don't know if that was across the board, but in Georgia, they added sin tax, where anything that was alcohol related, anything that was sinful. And
is that a real thing? Or are you making that up?
I'm not making it up. Look it up. Sin tax. I'm telling you.
I thought you was like,
while I keep talking, you Google it.
We live in the Bible Belt.
I was about to say, dang, you just
look up super sin tax.
I'm backpedaling a minute on what you were talking about a minute ago on things being like more expensive than other things. You were talking about McDonald's and stuff. Why in the heck is things like that bottle of water right there more expensive than this can of soda?
You know why?
Exactly.
That's going to kill you.
Exactly.
This is going to kill you a little bit more slowly because they probably put stuff in it.
Now, it depends. Is that bottle of water spring water or is it purified water? Because I saw this thing the other day.
We didn't even got the alkaline yet.
Oh, my God.
About how you shouldn't be drinking purified water because there are all these additives that are in the quote unquote purified water. And I'm like, man, I need to start assessing
the water
now. And I was in shock over that because, I mean, I've always heard that there were like some things like you don't want to drink Dasani water, or, you know, like all these different things.
Yeah, salt in it.
Yeah, so there's like all these different, you know, things that have come out. But then when they start diving into the fact of all the ingredients that are in the purified water, they're just adding stuff into it. I'm like, they have some, it's crazy.
I will say there's some water brands that I don't like.
Like what?
It's weird. Well, I don't even know.
I hate Deer Park water.
I love Deer Park. I hate Aquafina. I hate Aquafina.
Wait, why do you buy it?
I didn't buy it.
I love Deer Park. I hate Aquafina.
You're drinking Deer Park from my house because somebody brought it here. One of my family members was going to bring drinks and they brought it.
You mentioned Dasani, nigga. I liked Dasani.
Oh, I hate Dasani.
I used to like Dasani, but...
I like Fiji.
It's toilet water.
Fiji water's good. I like Fiji water.
Fiji water is good. A little arsenic, we found out lately. I used to drink Dasani with Fiji all the time. I was like, it came from the clouds because of what the bottle says. alkaline waters are good. Spring waters are good. Those are the waters you want to drink. Alkaline and
smart
spring.
Water. What the heck?
Trash.
Is that?
Trash water.
Is smart water. What is that? It's
not smart.
It's not smart.
Anyway, we're hung up on this now.
No,
we're doing brand. We're advertising here.
Sorry for the
we're not even getting paid for it. So,
but okay. So to my point, that's why you have to go. So why do you think in the next 4 years it will be bad?
Oh, we're going to go down that road now?
Yeah. Right.
Did you find out about syntax?
It is this. It's this real thing.
Okay, just want to double check.
That's why I started laughing so hard over here off mic. Georgia, that is a real thing. And this is,
the reason I say I think the next 4 years, and it's not necessarily, it's just the next 4 years is just going to be bad. But what I mean is I think the next 4 years, we're going to see a lot of bad things happen. I do. But I think it's going because the whole narrative is going to get pushed more. The whole, like, what I've been talking about the whole time with the New World Order and the One World Government and all this evil stuff that's happening, I think we're going to see it persist more. I think we're going to see bigger things happen. I think we're going to see some more, quote-unquote, tragedies and natural disasters and things like that, which aren't really natural, but I think that we're going to see stuff like that happen. I think we're going to see a lot more of it in these next 4 years, but I think it's because people on that side have now gotten more gotten their head in it a little bit more, and gotten their hands in it a little bit more.
So, you know, we got Traytopia, Geotopia, and Dustin's Nightmare. Give me
no utopias there.
No utopia. give me your, like, okay, if you had to put this wish list on, give me a situation or maybe two situations that you think that's gonna happen these next 4 years. Yeah, because you never know. You say this and it happens, boy. We won't be on this pile. Like,
I know.
You are Nostradamus.
So I think that we saw what happened in the previous with COVID and everything. I think we're going to see something like that happen again. I really do. I know right now everybody's worried about this new bird flu. I don't think that that's going to be the one that really grabs hold. I do think that there's going to be another one that comes out. And I don't
a
know
new what, disease?
I don't know. I don't know. I just think that there's going to be something that's going to, quote unquote, a pandemic. I do think that there's going to be something happen. Now, I can't say if it's going to happen this year, next year, when it's going to happen. I do think that's going to be one of them. I do think another sickness is going to break out. I do think we're going to see another, I do really believe we're going to see another big storm come. Now, I think that's going to be relatively soon. And we're going to see another really huge storm come.
Like a hurricane storm or another, like a snowstorm or what?
No, not a snowstorm. I think it'd be more like a hurricane. I think something like that's going to happen.
I have a question for you.
Something with the money thing.
In your doom and gloom
yeah.
world that you live in,
yeah.
Is this happening with Trump at the helm?
Yes.
Like he's helping?
I'm not saying that he's helping, but I do think he's being influenced, yes.
Because I think that part of what you're saying is not going to happen because call me what you want, okay? But I think that I don't think he's part of that group, because when he was president the first time, he was pulling out of a lot of those programs. He was not buying into them. He was pulling the United States out of it.
I agree.
And I think that those programs that they have, that's where the One World Government stuff breeds. And I think with him pulling us out of it, I truly, unless something's changed between now and then, which I'm not saying it hasn't, but let's just say for Jertopia, it hasn't. That he's still, you know, that's his main goal is America first and kind of trying to pull us out of those programs again because we've been thrusted back into it, trying to pull us back out of it, trying to get our resources out of it, trying to stop a lot of the supporting of stuff we don't need to be supporting, bringing all of that back and just kind of reeling it back and putting America first. I don't see that happening. And that's part of the reason that I do have, you know, in my mind, a good outlook. I just hope that I'm right. And I know a lot of people disagree with me, and that's great. But I'm naive. Call it what you want. You know, I don't have facts that say otherwise. I haven't seen things that say otherwise. What I have seen him do in the past, and I hope that he does it again. I think if he kind of goes down that same path, I think it will set us up for a better success than we currently have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do agree with you. He did all those things his first term. I agreed with you. If I'm going to be honest, I mean, I'm not afraid to admit it. I even voted for him. I voted for him this time because I love Trump. I did. I had the same faith and everything. The reason that I'm saying this, though, is because for whatever reason, whatever I'm seeing, it's like the reason he did all that, though, the first time is he wanted to get everybody to love him and he wanted to influence everybody so that they would trust him. He needed to instill that trust. And now that he has all that trust, he's at the helm now to where he can be influenced and he's going to be influenced to bring in the negative of the bad.
You are fake news.
That's fine. You can say that.
He can wait to hit that button on that. He can wait.
That's fine.
I really hope that you are fake news.
I know. I hope I am too. I hope
y'all
I am.
That y'all in that H word, man. Yeah, that's like about to come out. Cuss word in my house.
What?
I hope. Y'all see the writing on the wall. Now, I get it. You don't want to believe, but we see it. He is positioning himself around people who don't have like-minded folks like us in their mind. Now, if he was somehow built a coliseum or a congress around common folks, and which I don't even know if he knows any common folks, but like then I would say I'll say in this like this analogy. I would never think that a Muslim would have my religious beliefs as a part of their interest.
That's true.
I have that same feeling with billionaires. I don't think they associate themselves with, I'm not even talking about race or anything. It's literally, I don't think that they associate themselves with us hardworking Americans.
Well, that goes back to what everybody has always said of what's the root of all evil?
Love of money.
Okay. And then you look at, what did God say about money? It won't get you into heaven, right?
Yeah, it won't.
I mean, it is. He associates it as evil. So what's the great deceiver going to do? He's going to say, okay, you want fame and power and fortune? I can give you all of that.
Right.
But I'm going to need something in return. So, and I'm not saying, I've been on your side the entire time with Trump. Like I waved that flag too, and I'm not saying I don't like Trump right now. I'm just saying that there's something there that I don't get good feelings from any of this anymore. And that's exactly what I'm saying. I think that's why we're going to see a lot of these bad things happen in these next 4 years.
I don't think anything bad is going to happen. Like when I say bad, like, you know, no natural disasters, no anything like that. I just think it's going to be another opportunity for some very selfish individuals to align their pockets with even more money and funding on the backs of American people. Jeff Bezos said as he went into his little, what you call that, the little stuff, the little spaceship, when he got back down because he was, you know, in space, and he came back down, the first thing he said is, I want to thank all the Amazon employees for making that happen. They didn't get to go to the ship. They didn't build a ship. They didn't do anything. All they did, watch this. And mind you, he said that to them as there were many of Amazon foul complaints about how they get treated in the warehouses. It was like he had like five or eight of them. But then you get back from space and say, thank y'all. And it was so disrespectful to
That's
me.
That's what I was going to say. Quite honestly, he's taking a wad of cash out and he's slapping him in the face with it and laughing.
Well, I mean, haven't you ever seen the meme where the boss buys a new car and the employee walks up, man, I love that new car. He's like, yeah, and if you work as hard as you did this year, then I'll be able to buy a new one next year.
Yes, yes. That's how I feel about America.
You know, I want to say, because I like to talk about spirituality. I like to talk about religion, things like that. I just do. I mean, I love it. I love talking about it. And if I'm saying all this, all these bad things are going to happen, quote unquote, natural disasters, quote unquote, the New World Government and everything that we're seeing. And we are seeing it, whether anybody wants to admit it. You don't have to. It's fine. We're seeing it unfold. At some point, if you're religious and you're Christian, you're going to have to acknowledge Revelation.
Mm.
You're going to have to acknowledge the book of Revelation. And it speaks of all this stuff happening in the book of Revelations. I mean, you can't look away from it forever. At one point or another, you're going to have to face it. And so we are seeing these things unfold.
So you would say that the situations that we may experience the next 4 years or so is going to be deprived straight out of Revelation?
I think you're going to see some of the stuff. We've already seen some of the stuff unfold that's in the book of Revelation.
Like what?
Whenever it talks about the wars and it talks about the famine and it talks about all these other things, it talks about the natural disasters are occurring. It talks about all this stuff. You've already seen all that happen.
So I'm going to play with you a little bit here. Okay. Mm-hmm. No pause. The seven seals have to be broken. The seven trumpets have to blow. The seven bowls have to do their things. And there's more sevens that need to happen. And there are two arguments that I'm starting to see as a pattern, a way of thinking about the book of Revelations and its information. All right. The first thing we have to really, really look at is, hey, did the seals, does the seal mean that everything is back to back to back to back? Because when once the seal gets broken, the trumpet gets blown, and then the bowl gets blown. Like the way you read it, that it happened. But there could be a time lap in it. And I say that to say this. I don't believe we're even in none of the Revelations part yet. Because when you read it, once it starts, it is so bad. I don't think we got it that bad yet. But I do, like you said, I would say it's potential to be something crazy.
That's what I'm saying. What I am saying is I think that you're seeing glimpse of it, and I think people can take that as warning signs. Not necessarily that it's unfolding right now. I'm not saying that it's unfolding right now. What I am saying is take it as warning times. Take it as warning shots. And I think, like you said, it could be the beginning of it. Not necessarily it's unfolding and it's happening. Maybe I use poor words in saying that, but I think that it is warning signs, warning shots being fired, so to speak.
Jerry, what would you do if let's say Dustin is right, I'm right, your boy Trump don't, and he just really just lining his pockets with his rich friends?
I mean, I guess I apologize. I mean, that's all there is to do. I mean, at the end of the day, as a voter, you try to pick the person that you feel best about.
Oh, that's what I did.
And I mean, at the end of the day, if I go down trying to support him in the office and I'm wrong, then I'm happy to take the I told you so's, because I mean, I may not give you the you were rights, but I'll take the I told you so's.
I mean,
I'm
gonna be on the front lines with you doing the same thing, because I voted for him too. I'm gonna support him, because I'm gonna cheer him on and support him and hope.
But I mean, that's the thing. Even if you didn't vote for him,
you don't like the word hope, but I'm gonna hope he makes the right calls, the right decisions.
I mean,
even
if you didn't vote for him, you should still be rooting for him, because rooting for him is rooting for the country.
Right,
if you're hoping for his demise,
then you're hoping for the demise.
Then you're hoping for the demise of the country.
That's why I said, we'll see what we get. Because y'all heard me say this. If you do good, I'm going to tell you. If you do bad, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
Because the president, to me, is one of the stupidest jobs in the world anyway.
Yeah.
It's dumb. You don't have no power. The powers come from Congress and the Senate, because they're the ones who can decide the appropriation, the money, and the law. The only thing a president do is hold up the process.
Yep.
I'm not signing it because y'all won't take this out. All right, cool. Then the Republicans go back and they just reformat the document, and then I get to read it. You know, I don't get to read it, but we get to see what we're going to spend our money on. We get to see what programs will get cut. We get to see how we're going to get inflation out. And watch this. You know what would be cool? And I think every president should have to do this, is the 100 days before you get take office, you have to show America your plan for those first 100 days, easy. But for the next 4 years, give us a comprehensive layout of what you plan on doing for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, and simple
terms. I'm not mad at that.
Simple terms. So then we know going into it that I might didn't vote for him, but I might be like, I like this.
I mean, I've been preaching transparency for a long time. And to be honest with you, I feel like we got a lot of transparency when he was president before. I think we got more transparency then than we've gotten in my lifetime.
Yeah, but see, that's why I said earlier that I feel like when he was president before, he did do a good job. And he did get a lot of us to be on his side.
Wasn't constant a good job?
We'll get to that in a minute, too. But I think he just gained a huge following that first time. And I think that was designed. He meant to. And I think whenever he ended up running against Biden the last time, I think it was kind of like, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to let him have it to where everybody can see how much they liked me and how good of a job I did. And then they're going to see, man, we had it so much better when he was president. They needed me. Then now he's back in office. And I think, but right now, with everything that's there with him, there's some bad mojo there, and he's just going to be influenced.
I mean, I personally think that over the past 4 years, a lot of things have come out that are an opportunity for him to fix.
It is.
So but I hope.
Socially or policy?
Policy.
So what are some of the things you see?
Just a lot of the things that have come out over the past 4 years, I think that there's a lot of opportunity to fix those gaping holes. And I really feel like if this is something that he is interested in doing, that he'll do. And
which is like what? Which means like bring down?
Just between inflation, which okay. For some reason you say doesn't exist, but there's a way to kind of help it. Okay. I think that he can help that. I think there's been a lot of just off the cuff, just scenarios that, and I can't
think of any. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, so I'm on cold meds, so give me a break. But so I think there's a lot of different things that have come out that is an opportunity that we could see change. If putting America first is the goal, then I think that those things will have an opportunity to get fixed. And so it's almost like this is our shot. And if it doesn't work, like I said, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But my belief is that I'm right. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I think America, like as far as the president goes in the country we live in, we should think America first. Yes. But I think right now, just because of what I've been saying this whole time about the one world thing and everything, I think right now that is taking priority over this country.
People,
it's, we got to look at the big picture now, which is let's focus on the one world government, not just this country's government. We got to get this right here now. And I think that's what's going on. And I don't agree with it.
What other outlook things did you want to look at?
That's it. Just how y'all felt about it. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's how you felt. Good. We can switch to, cause I'm not arguing for feeling, because I think we all sit in this room and say, to me, America wins if he wins.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
anybody yes. sitting in that seat. Yes. I would like for America to take a more mature stance and say, I didn't vote for that person, but I'm still going to support that person. And I'm not going to trash him for the next 4 years, right?
I mean, I didn't vote for Biden, but I still wish that he did the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, that was my hope, is that he does the right thing.
Right.
I didn't
things.
Feel like he was going to, but I didn't think I didn't feel like.
What is right?
Just putting America first. That's the right thing. When you're in that job, you have to put your country first. And I don't think he did that. Biden. He did not put America first.
In what ways?
Just look at Ukraine. Look at his.
But it is.
His foreign affairs are exactly that. An affair. He had an affair on America with foreign countries.
Jeremy, that's
every
not the
twist
truth.
And turn. Jeremy, it is the
you,
truth.
You're a historian in nature. You know exactly why that's not the truth. You can go back to, you don't even have to go far. You can go back to the 1980s and go back to Afghanistan. All our political war moves from every president has been in competition war-wise with who? For majority of our country existence, once we kind of got on our feet, who do we immediately pick the box? Since World War One, when they pulled the buses, we was fine by ourselves, by the way, across the pond, minding our own business and letting them get bombed. And then when the world started fighting, We said, okay, we'll save y'all. And we did. That's why this World War One is why we are who we are.
Yeah.
All right. And then and then when we did that, we said, well, you know, we can get a little expansion projects going here. That's what, watch this, because we still have these players to be, still have these king mindsets of let's get as many properties and providence and like that's why I don't like the Gremlin deal, because all it sounds like to me is conquest again, which is never good for any nation, because you overextend yourself, because now you have to do what? Protect it. So you get Greenland, and we laugh about it, we joke about it, but now we have to, watch this, probably build a military base. That's money that we could use to fix stuff back here. Then you got to put some people there. So now we got to move resources from wherever base they're going to shut down.
But I'm talking about the fact that he was taking money to, in lining his personal pockets, his family's pockets. And that is proven.
I mean,
that is proven his family received foreign funds, and he was making decisions as the leader of the United States.
Alleged.
That's proven.
You can't say, okay, so I can't, let's say for instance, you were to discipline one of your children.
He's the big guy.
Hold on. You're the big guy in your house, right? So,
I'm talking about the fact that that in all the text messages, all the emails, when they talk about, I've got to give 10% to the big guy. He's the big guy, okay? Those actually happen. He's receiving the money. He's getting the money personally.
The big guy.
He had
there?
All the accounts. He had all the account, all the different accounts, and all like his grandchildren that aren't even of age had bank accounts with just tons of money in it. Okay, because they're funneling this foreign money.
Jeremy, come on now. We do a show about conspiracy theories. He's the one. Why is it? He didn't get caught. His little crackhead son got caught.
Yes.
And so watch this.
But it still leads back to him. Because he's the big guy.
Now he's going to turn his thoughts on me. It's like he knew.
Jeremy, you tell me DTJR ain't doing something?
I don't know.
No. Just look at the guy. He's doing something. Now watch this. I don't know what it is. Could be at one of these little basements that just got burnt down. We have no idea. These rich sport, we know a lot of rich sport people, they don't do everything worth interrogating. Not everybody, not all of them, okay? And I mean, not make a sweeping generalization about all rich kids. But they have a tendency of getting their nose and putting themselves in situations, and their parents goes and saves them with what? Money. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's happened. And watch this. I'm not looking at blue or red here. I'm looking at these individuals at with power that we always look at. I'm trying to get away from looking at red and blue and look at the reality of the nature of the situation. Is that it's certain rules that are played that they don't belong to us anymore. There are certain games that are played. When I say games, with people's lives that we don't even have control over. And that's what I'm looking at more so as. Once Russia started to happen, watch this. We got the information. It is some very sketchy stuff around it. That's why I don't tell people. I don't argue people about what you're saying. I'm not saying the information is not true. What I'm saying is,
But you asked me.
Yeah, but I'm saying
how
did that transfer to not thinking about America?
He's making decisions. He's allowing things to happen in other countries because he's lining his pockets.
What things? That's what I'm saying. What things have he allowed to? What did Ukraine do that affected America negatively?
They took our money.
What country ain't taking
exactly,
our money?
Exactly. But that goes back to what I was saying about putting America first. And when you have a leader who is not putting their own country first, stupid things like that happen. You're sitting there talking about how we can't afford to buy Greenland because we need to be taking care of us first. Well, why are we supporting all this stuff in other countries that we don't need to be? Because we need to be taking care of our own first, which I 100% agree with.
Okay, so
I 100% agree.
Do you think Trump is doing the exact same thing?
Taking foreign money personally?
Yes.
No. Show me the proof.
He got caught. So Jeremy, if we're looking at the evidence, right? So you just tell me what you think, and then I don't know can't be a settable answer. It's certain stuff that we just did an episode about fires, how some things look strange, right? So we see that when Russia comes to visit us, they land their plane directly beside Donald Trump's private plane, and they sit there for 3 days. No one leaves. We see the Russian people come off. They get on Trump's plane, and we don't see. They stay on that plane for 3 days. That, to me, I was like, that's pretty impressive. These planes got to be nice to be on for 3 days. That's pretty crazy. We have no idea what the conversation was. We have nothing to do. And then we see them get off for 3 days, right? I watch this. I know some shit, some shady stuff is happening. You know what I mean? I'm not dumb to know. And I'm not saying that Biden didn't do anything. Hear me out. All I'm saying is they're all doing shady stuff. It's just whether the news can catch you. And it's really that one reporter they've tried to kill so many times that kind of, that's just like, I got it. And they figure it out. All I'm saying about America's future is when I say America need to worry about herself is we give money. Now, I don't know the laws here, so don't quote me on that. But we give money to so many different countries. Like, we have to fight Russia. We have to fight Russia. We have to protect Taiwan. Why? Taiwan makes all our chips for where? Our rockets, our nuclear bombs, everything, our computer chips. So watch this. This is why I like Senator Warnock and John Ossoff. You know what they said? No, Georgia's going to be... Senator Warnock said Georgia can be a leader in that. We got plenty of space, and we can build a factory, and we can put our Georgians to work and build our own chips. We can get our own semiconductors here. I'm like, bro, I like that. Because yeah. That's, watch this. We buy computer chips, the pieces, the raw materials for, or whatever the materials for the chips, from China. Why the hell would we buy our war stuff from any country? It doesn't make sense. So when I say put America first, what I'm talking about is, I don't care about these rich folks doing all this silliness, because they, trust me, they're making backdoor deals with our these kings, these other governments. They doing some, I watch this, not just Biden got caught. I'm pretty sure Barack did some stuff. I'm pretty sure Trump did some stuff. Heck, we know George W. did. we just don't have the evidence to actually catch them. You know what I mean? So when I say put America first is let's get America back to being a producer. Not a service. And then it would stop trying to police everything. Now, if we're going to police everything, hey, we got to build up our patriotism and our nationalism a little bit, because we got to get people to love this country so they can decide to do what? Fight for this country. Now, I think everybody in this room is push, come to shove, and I had guns, we would legitimately try to fight for America.
If I had guns, absolutely.
Watch this. The generation behind us, were they? Hey, it's, watch this. We have a problem, because Jeremy, by the time that happens, we'll be 65 years old.
They're gonna look for us. To
and we them. Watch this. I'm gonna be 65. Okay, I gotta keep it steady.
They're still gonna be yelling, "Help me, Daddy!"
And I'm like, "Give me the bullets! Hurry up! I can't move this fast."
They're gonna take off.
And hopefully, that you what Cosmo said earlier. I got arthritis in my finger. Cosmo, give me the freaking bullet, please! Hurry up! I should be running upstairs at 65 and grabbing all the ammunition and throwing it to Jeremy, who's 66, 67, trying to shoot something. So when I say that, I'm not saying taking away from anything you say, because you're 100% right. The interest business part of it, giving Ukraine some hookups and stuff like that. But I don't think that's the only place.
Look at some of the decisions he made, like even allowing them to shoot the missiles that we provided them at Russia after Russia says, I'm going to go after the people that made these missiles. Who made the missiles? The United States. And why the hell would we okay him to send them to shoot the missiles off? I mean, we knew that Russia's going to be able to shoot them down before they actually did any damage. It was just a power play. But for what?
Oh, so you, yeah.
You're just trying to burn it down?
Wait. So your counter to me is, oh, Russia's gonna come after us. You talking about the country who can't beat the other country who has no real military weapons or anything, and they still fighting them, how long is it? 2 years? About to be 2 years now?
But what I'm saying is that, okay. So you ever told your children to go play in traffic? That's literally the equivalent.
How?
That's literally the equivalent. Go play in traffic. Because you know they're probably not going to. And if they did go out into traffic, a car's probably going to stop. They're not going to just run over your kid, right?
I don't know.
But do you really want to tell your kid to go do that anyway? Like, do you want to put yourself in danger for what?
So, okay, okay.
What I'm trying to say is that may have not been a good analogy.
But no, I get
it. What is the point of putting us in that potential danger for what?
No, so I would say this to you. This is what gets funny. Is if we're in war, why are there rules? And no, outside of the humanity rules that we have, okay? Like, even then, I'm kind of like Israel. Like, you can't catch me doing it. Don't mean I'm doing it. I'm not doing it. Like, Israel, I know they committed a lot of, you know, what they call it, human, blanking on the word. Well, you can't do stuff to humans in war. Like, you can't, oh, man, human rights violations. I'm going to just say that. Right.
So, waterboarding stuff. Yeah.
You're not supposed to. They're doing it. We just got to, watch this once again. Got to catch them, right? I don't understand how you give a country weapons and say, but you just can't use them over there now. But that's like, watch this. Let me help you with your analogy. That's like giving your kid instead, say, hey, I don't want you to, I watch this. You only want you to fight when you have to. Okay, watch this. We tell our kids that you only defend yourself when you have to. And then you try to give them the rules of it, which is if they hit you first, that's when you retaliate, right? Because, you know, I don't want you to get bullied, right? Well, then when your kid go out there and you get the call from the principal and the other kid got two black eyes, a part of you is like, yeah. And then you ask them and the principal says your kid started it. And you're like, but I told you only the, you know, I told you only to hit them, only hit people if you hit them first. Yeah, he did. He bumped me. That's not it. Because then you look at it like, well, that's not a hit. But now you're trying to explain the variation of rules of the fight, right? This is what I'm saying from the jump is I don't care if China or Russia, I don't care if America wants to be great again, for real. And I'm talking about lead the racism stuff behind out of this, my good black people who may listen. Is America wants to be black, because trust me, we have a whole conversation in the black community about where was America great. And for us, it's like, I don't know. But I say this to say this is I'm gonna give you weapons. Like Jeremy, let's say for instance, the guns you don't have. If you were to come get guns from me, Dustin, you were to come get guns from me, and you said, and I said, hey, I'm gonna give you all these guns. Here's the rules if you want ammunition and plenty of it. When someone comes to attack you, if they're not in your driveway, you can't shoot at them. You're gonna look at me and say, wait, what? So this means your neighbor can off the street shoot bombs at you all day. And you can't shoot at them because they ain't crossed the street.
Okay, but what if there's a guy standing in your driveway and your kid calls you and says, hey, can I shoot him? They're in my driveway. What are you gonna say?
Oh man, yeah, they're
because that's what happened. That's what happened.
No, but they muddy the words.
Zelensky's sitting over there and he's like, "Hey, Dad, can I shoot him? They're in our driveway."
Yeah.
I know you gave me the gun.
Yeah.
He says he's gonna if I try to shoot at him though, he's gonna come after you.
Right.
Is that okay?
And you know what I would say is. Me, this is me. If I'm big bag America and I'm watching this big old nation, Russia, who's supposed to be so powerful, struggle to beat little old Ukraine who's borrowing weapons from people, I would say, shoot him. Well, first of all, from the jump, I would have said, defend yourself. I don't care what you do. Because watch this. It's not my fight because we told them, and this is the part of me watching Russia lie to us and bully us so many years, is we told y'all don't do it. We told Ukraine they're about to do it, and both y'all ignored us. If you're going to play this role of world peacekeeper that America tries to play, then be world peacekeeper. Like, that's why I don't like America. That's why I say take care of ourselves, because you're not really trying to be the peacekeeper. You're just trying to
We don't nosy. Need to be the peacekeeper.
We don't. I agree.
That is.
But that's what I'm saying. When make America great, you know, outside of when our leaders, we would agree on this. Our leaders are corrupt. They're all doing something.
Absolutely.
And so that's why I don't get mad at the Hunter Biden situation, that Ukraine situation. I don't get as charged about it. I'm like, they're the people who got caught. Because then I guarantee in like 10 years from now, when we're a little older and we forget about most of this political BS that we're experiencing right now, it's going to be some kind of news article leaked from the Times that say, oh, did you know that Biden and Trump and Barack or whoever, was doing all this stuff? Think about it. And when we was in Afghanistan, well, the terrorist war? The war we was in with George W. Bush? We was all gung-ho for it in the beginning. But why? Because we was charged up. You going to attack us? Now we're looking like this. That was the most pointless war of our lifetime that lasted too long and wasted so much money. And we even looking at it like, our government did it to ourselves.
Yep.
That's because why? We're separated now so many years from it. I guarantee. That's why I don't get mad about it, because I try to keep everything in perspective that these mofos are lying to us. Yeah, and they lie so much to us.
Keeping with the lying part, I was going to say, like, keeping with my conspiracy theory mind anyway, is I think that the Ukraine-Russian thing is just a ploy.
You think it's
anyway.
A hoax?
I think it's a ploy anyway.
To do what?
The whole thing you were saying. The whole thing you were saying where you said, you mean Russia, the country that poor little bitty old Ukraine's been fighting for 2 years and they can't even beat Ukraine? I think that's deployed. I do believe they could wipe out Ukraine at any moment, but they're not supposed to. They're not supposed to.
That's wow. Why would I sit here and, well, I'm going to say it, but I know, why would I just waste resources and people and borrow people from North Korea just to run in place?
Because that was the story. That's what they were.
What is the purpose of that?
The whole story is they're saying, okay, you're gonna go and you're gonna give them all these weapons and they're gonna fight here, and then I'm gonna come in and I'm gonna save the day because this war's fixing to end.
Who's gonna save the day? Trump? Who's supposed to save the day? So yeah. Trump is told.
I'm telling you, bro.
Wow.
This war is gonna be ending soon. I'm telling you.
So you think? So wait. So feel me out. So let me try to understand. You think Trump and President Putin we're in cahoots. What's the game? Like, what's the end game? Start the war when I leave office to give Biden a bad name. And then, so that way,
show these people this is why they really loved me. Because when I was president before, me and you were good.
Yeah, but the war is about to end. I mean, Trump said that when he comes into office, like, it's a done deal. But
remember what I said?
I mean, that's not something you're going to foresee. That's something that's already been.
Wait.
I said they give little truths, though.
But how would it be a done deal without you talking to him? That's what I'm saying. They have to have already had conversations. That's my whole point of the conversation of Make America Great is, then y'all need to stop having these weird private conversations. Watch this. How is it that Hamas and Israel have been fighting since October the 7th of like 2 years ago? Trump says, all right, it's going to end soon. And these people can talk peace all of a sudden. They have already been having this conversation. I'll give you another one. It's been happening since the beginning of time. Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan, RIP Jimmy. When Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan were beefing, remember they had the hostages in Israel, Iraq? It's been proven from the CIA, by the way, they sent $40 million to the Iraqi leadership at that point and said, keep up until the election is over so that Ronald Reagan can win. You know who won the election? Ronald Reagan. You know who got freedom? The memo was the next day, let them go. As soon as he won, you know what they did? They let him go win the next day. And it was this. So I don't believe the media when they say, oh, we're scared of Iraq because they're just acting funny in there. No, we're not. We already saw Israel can handle herself. As long as we give them no weapons, Israel is like a pit bull off the leash. You let her go, she gonna take the Middle East by herself. Like we can probably have to send a couple of people just to give them some backside help. But Israel is not losing no battles to nobody in the Middle East. They're gonna have to team up against her, and that's when we step in. We'll turn into Ice City, okay? Glass City, excuse me. The only superpower that I'm worried about is the one who wants to be so much like us that they copy in every single thing that we do.
China.
Historic. This is the crazy part. China looked at America and said, huh, I know how you got there. Why? I can look at your history and copy your history. They enslaved their people for free for free workforce. They citizens. And they produce free workers, so they don't have a people. They charge them out the minimal, dang near $2, $3. Now, some people are thriving. Don't get me twisted. And then they recreated our system of middle class. And they call it the China dream. We have the American dream. I listened to a podcast. This guy was talking about how the China dream works. You'll get it, but they'll take it from you because they're still communists.
Yeah.
And so they copied everything we do. Why? When you want to be number one, you copy the person who's in front of you. And watch this. Once I don't understand what we do, then they start buying our land, period. They own a good chunk of the West Coast because we allow them to buy it. That's when I start talking about making America great again. How the hell do you allow China to buy land? I don't care what they're doing. Next military bases. China, the country.
I don't think foreign countries should own land in the United States.
Period. Period, Jeremy. That's making America great. You know who that land should be? If you want to give land or let people buy land, give it back to the people you stole it from anyway, the Native Americans. Ask them, do they want it? They say no. Then it goes to the highest bidder who's American.
Yeah.
And I know that's discrimination. Well, they can be from a different ethnic group, but they better not have no, we better not find out, yeah, we're going to do a thorough background check on your ties to China or Russia or Canada. I don't know who want to be for us these days. You know what I mean? So to your point is all I want you to see. And when I say, you know, I don't care about stuff like that, it's not that I don't care that they doing illegal stuff. It's that they do it all the time. As long as it doesn't blow back directly on the American people, I'm cool with them doing whatever legal stuff they want to do to line their pockets. But what I don't like to see, to your point, is we overextend our arms to other nations, but our education system is still bad. Our infrastructure is still bad. Hell, we won't even put no money in Puerto Rico.
This takes me back to where I was saying earlier that was one of the things that Trump was pushing us towards in the first term, was pulling that back a lot.
What you mean? Like the military stuff?
The resources that we're giving to other countries.
And he did do that.
But you can't
do it too much. That's what I'm saying.
Right. But there's so many things that we fund worldwide that we have no business being a part of. Bring that money back to the United States. Stop spending the money. Save the money.
Can I give you an example?
Please.
A little anti-example. Americans have not been too kind to Africans. The country.
Yeah.
The people, the African culture there, right? China see Africa as an opportunity. So you know what they did? They took their Chinese technology steel and Huawei technology, and they built Africa, certain parts of Africa's infrastructure. That's ingenious. Why? They gave free loans, but they gave loans to Africa to build the infrastructure. Who owns Africa now?
China.
That's one step further than control. Watch this. That, you know, Africa's the biggest continent anyway.
Yeah.
Now you have the biggest continent of, and really Africa thought it was like different type of deals. And you can see it. It's a podcast out about it on the Daily. They didn't know. They just didn't know how the constitutes of the loans and how invested in how China took their culture. It's like, nah, y'all going to do this though. And now they have like whole villages now where the leader is Chinese. Mm. Because they just didn't know. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, you should have learned from history a little bit. Learn from our history. You should have known a little bit. Because why is it? They just took this. We know that's the colonialism. Colonialism. That's what happened the first time around. I don't know why it didn't work out. So what President Biden did, he sent, this is going to be the strange part of it. He sent Kamala over and said what? Try your best to break the bonds. Hey, I'm not making this up. This is the funny part about it. I told you America doesn't care about it. So you send,
weakest person.
You send a woman to do it. I know this is about to sound so bad. You send a woman to do a man's job because she goes over there and she is explaining the facts, but it just sounds different when a man, sometimes it sounds different when a man says, sit your butt down. Then, Mom, sit your butt down. It just sounds different when a man says it.
So, well, it depends on if you cackle at the end of it.
Well, but you do what I just did.
Your whole argument on trying to defend Biden just...
No. Listen. I want just you... Rude. If you're hearing me say defend Biden...
No, he wasn't defending Biden.
What I'm saying is don't defend any of these suckers because they're all making money.
Well, just for the record, I'm not defending Trump. I'm just looking at what he's done and then what he says he's going to do. And I'm hopeful, that we're going to continue that path. And I feel like if we continue that path, we'll be in a better position than we've been. And that's
give me okay
outlook. That's what
Bump
I'm hoping.
TikTok, it's not coming back. You get over it. All right, give me your ideal vision for the next 4 years. What are you expecting Trump to do that can make a meaningful difference to the pockets of the middle class? I don't care about the rich. I don't care about the money he could potentially scale back. I do believe that we should be in NATO. I do believe there's some deals, there's some countries we got to look out for. Just because to protect our little beef with China and Russia. Outside of that, give me if he called Jeremy and said, "Yo, you give me what you want to do in these next 4 years, I'm getting it done." What would it be?
So, do you know what originally the United States was getting its funding from? Originally?
And from like in like the 1700s.
Yeah.
You can't ask me that, Jeremy.
Tariffs.
Yeah, I remember.
There was no income tax.
Right.
The country was run on tariffs.
We didn't have no choice. We didn't have no money.
It doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is. That was only something that was added when we started bringing tariffs down to import more things. So what I would like to see that I think is meaningful is let's bring tariffs up. Let's bring them back. Let's bring them up. And then let's start by doing that. You're going to start causing people to want to manufacture here so that they're not having to manufacture across the pond and then bring it in. If you raise the tariffs and then they're going to say, okay, well, now it's going to cost me so much more money to manufacture in China and then bring it here, I might as well just manufacture in America because I'll get these tax breaks. I won't have to pay the tariffs. I'll get, you know, all these other things and I can be made in America. And there used to be pride in that. There used to be pride in made in America.
Mm-hmm. That's why I like WeatherTech.
I feel like if we could actually get back to that pride of made in America, then who cares if you have to pay a little extra for it because you've created so much jobs. Just like you've said before, is that you take America out of a service business and bring it into a manufacturing business. People will have money to pay for what they're actually building. Mm. I mean, how many times have you seen somebody who works at a Porsche dealership
and can't afford a Porsche?
Okay. That's not how America's built. You should be able to afford what you're building.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I think that that's one of the most meaningful things. And one of the things that I feel like he's going to push towards is, and I think that's part of the reason that we're trying to bring the tariffs up is so that we could take some of the strain off of the income tax, so that we could take some of the strain off of all the manufacturing being offshore. Let's bring it back so that people can actually start.
If he would have said it the way you would have said it, a lot of people would be like, it's a risk, but I see where you're going.
Yeah.
But he's not saying that back half part if that's what he's going for, right? But then, you know, I agree with everything you said because I think there's something to it. If tariffs is the way to get us to that build, you know, manufacturer, I'm willing to roll the dice and say, let's play chicken with these suckers and see. You know what I mean? And then watch this. We'll give you so many benefits for bringing your business back. Like, that's really Make America Back for Sale in a different way. The only problem with your plan, and with if I back it, you know who's the problem? The common folks that need to work the jobs. These lazy Negroes. Watch this. They're doing it to Amazon. Amazon has provided million people jobs, and they go to send them to school, some of them. Walmart, the same thing. And they don't. Watch this. Walmart has gotten so fed up that they said, bump it. We'll get machines to do it. You can check yourself out.
Yeah.
Right? Amazon was like, y'all going to try to unionize. Bump it. We'll go to the courts and fight. If we make so much money, we'll fight you to the end. Matter of fact, they unionized it. Amazon doesn't say, we don't recognize unions. That's the issue. The issue would be the American people are not working for $3 an hour. So watch this. This is where I come in play and say, then let's fix our immigration problem a little bit. Let's tie it to immigration. If we bring these manufacturing jobs back, we will allow these companies or these immigrants who would like to work at these factory type jobs. And watch this, we're not going to really, we'll look the other way when something starts happening at the factory. Cause you know, we'll give you a little break on that too, but we'll speed up if you're working with this company, this many immigrants, they will fast track you.
Right.
And then we'll also work with the real estate company to build the same way you used to do back in the early 40s when they had the steel mills. They'll build whole communities around a steel mill and say, we're building around that. And hopefully that we can generate some of these dead towns, new economies. That, I mean, we have to start getting them all tied together, because let's be honest, it's no America person in here, because America, the American dream is stuff. Big, bigger and bigger. Texas, right? And if you're telling me that I'm going to have to work in this factory, I'm going to have to do hard labor, I'm going to get paid $15 an hour with a 30-minute lunch break, with light health coverage, light dental, I don't know if I'm going to do it, because I'm better than this, because I'm supposed to be an actor in California, or I'm supposed to be in the NBA. No, you didn't study. You barely know how to read. Pull the lever.
And you're 5 feet tall.
And yeah, watch this. And then, Jeremy, we didn't even got into the robots yet.
Yeah.
That could potentially do the job, so we might not even need the people. So that might be beneficial. Shoot, you get some of them Elon Musk robots, and they can do the job. We don't need the people. So we just might need the manufacturing. We just might need, it's not here to create jobs. It's just to keep the product at a reasonable price.
Right. Well, I would just like to see some pride in the USA come back a little bit.
I don't know, Jerry. It's gone. I don't think, this is why. Yeah, I tell you what y'all think about this. Our great-great-grandparents, like my grandfather, I don't know too much about my great-great-grandfathers, but World War I and II, people had to go fight for this nation. Those people who went to World War I and II, they mostly are like around between the ages of 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. And they was going to fight for the world, and they won out. It wasn't like the North Korean War where we tied. Anytime America says she's tied, she lost. She just doesn't. We don't take L's here. It wasn't like the Vietnam War that was televised, and then when you brought the soldiers back, you didn't celebrate them. They got nothing, pretty much.
Yeah, they got spit on.
So that generation raised the Vietnam vets raised a generation of kids where they complained about America and her treatment of their sacrifice. The World War I and II folks, when they came back home, they were celebrated. So what do you think them soldiers were telling their families? Yeah, we went over there and we won, and America. So you raise kids who grew up thinking, what? This country is the best country in the world. The down part of that is when you go have soldiers that went over there and they got their leg blown off and they came back and they couldn't afford a home because they had PTSD, and your country sprayed you with Agent Orange, so now you got cancer. And your kid is watching you struggle with all these different, this country. And they sit in a VA office, right, hospital, and I'm like, they don't feel that pride for America. And that's just one sector of people we ain't talking about.
No, because in their eyes, America crapped on them.
So that pride that we see, Jeremy, you and I, we operate from the idea of America. Like, when you look at it, but this country, you can say, we're doing a podcast and nobody has bust in here. We joke around with it. We know realistically that no, 9 times out of 10, unless I let something slip that I'm not supposed to, it would be totally my fault, by the way, that nobody's going to bust in here and do anything. The most that we have to worry about is them censoring us on Google or something like that every now and then. They feel like we're saying something harassing. But outside of that, you can go to the, I can go to the, on the 20th, I can go to the inauguration and say, I wouldn't do this because it'd be insane to me to say. I can get a ticket and get sit so close to Trump and say, F you.
Yeah.
And all they can say is, shut up. the people around me telling me shut up, they'll beat me up.
Yeah,
they'll
say, get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
You are fake news. Right.
You see what I'm saying? But I can say it. I'm not going to jail unless I fight them.
Right.
Or I'm gonna get, or choose to put myself in a environment where I can potentially get beat up. That's it. I'm not gonna have to go sit on, I'm not getting towards some torture camp for a long period of time. I'm not going to no rehabilitation camp where I have to learn how to love my president.
Yeah, try that in North Korea, you know.
China too.
Yeah, China too.
One of the missionaries telling me about how he got caught with the Bible and sharing the gospel and what they did to him for 3 years was crazy.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So we got some freedoms here that's perfect. Now we got some stuff to work out with our little issues. But think about it, y'all. Like, even with our corrupt leadership, the middle class, the working class, makes this country great because we won't quit at trying to be rich. That's what makes America strangely good.
So does TikTok make America great?
No, it makes us dumb, and I'm glad we got rid of it.
So
Dustin, you got a TikTok?
No, I don't have TikTok. Okay. So I used to have TikTok.
Dustin, I wanted to hit on TikTok for a minute before we go. Just a minute. Maybe a couple. Whatever.
Mm. Oh, man, it's 11 o'clock too.
Okay. Why did you think the TikTok going away was, it didn't make a difference or something like that?
Yeah, I didn't think it made a difference. Because when I talked to Jeremy about this, I completely understand what he's saying. I completely understand how you agree with him. And many people agree with it is, It needed to be banned because China is stealing people's information through it. But in my opinion, they're stealing your information anyway. So what the hell difference does it make? If you ban TikTok, you still have all these other platforms as Facebook and X and all this other stuff. You mean to tell me you really don't believe that there's any Chinese businesses or any Chinese hackers or anything that are in those social medias as well that's stealing your information? Not only that, they're stealing your information through Temu. They're stealing your information through all this other stuff where you're buying their goods. And they have your username, you have a password, you have all this stuff. They can get your information. Just because you ban TikTok doesn't mean you're keeping them from getting your information.
But TikTok was actually looking at your keystrokes for everything. It wasn't just if you're on the app. No, it was looking at your messaging. But it was looking at all.
Isn't anything through the algorithm going to track any of that?
No.
You don't think there's any other algorithm?
Well, I mean, there's other things, but it's not owned by China.
So there's no other things that's owned by China that's going to track your algorithms.
No, I'm pretty. Temu may be.
There are other things. Yes, but that's like the big one. That's the most popular. That's the one that
they'll create.
How many hundreds of millions of people are on?
To add on what Jeremy said, and they were pinging your phone.
Yeah.
And so what they were doing was they was data mining information, trying to figure out who had it. So it was like, for instance, remember, I know like my work phone, it can't have TikTok on it. Like, right. So and they even suggested that we shouldn't have it on our phones when we come into the office, because what they were doing was they were saying, oh, Mr. Birch is on TikTok. It pings. It'll ping him when I get it start pinging when I get close to a government facility, and they're trying to see who I am. So then what they do is, when I come here with this phone on me, they'll turn it on and do stuff to see. Like, let's say I'm sitting in a meeting. I happen to be somebody important. I'm not. And I'm sitting in a meeting with, I don't know, Secretary of State, Ricky Rubio to be. And we're talking about defenses and stuff like that. And I got TikTok on my phone in the middle of talking to him. And they're pinging the conversation. They turn my phone on to listen.
Which, when you sign the user agreement, is allowing them to do it.
Through the app. I have that because, you know, that's, you know, nobody closes their app on an iPhone. So I have the app running. They're just listening. See, so that's, and so because we can't check another country without checking them. So for instance, if Facebook could do that, we'll go to Mark Zuckerberg and say, stop it.
You know, fine, what they'll you. Do? You know what they'll do is they'll ban TikTok, and they already have somebody in our country or whatever looking into the software and figuring out how they did it. And now they're going to do it. And now they're going to make one, they're going to do it too.
They try. People are trying.
Or they're already going to do it. But not only that, but China, that's not the only app they have where they can do that. I'm sure, because there's one that's called Red Dot, and everybody is like flocking to Red Dot now, which is China's version of TikTok, which is owned by China anyway, which is
no way. No way.
Red Dot is just like TikTok, and it's based in China. And now they're already saying y'all can actually come on Red Dot, and they've had over 300,000 new subscribers since they said they were banning TikTok just over the last few days. They've had over.
Now, I'd be interested to see if they have the same user agreement.
Yeah, I have no idea. I haven't.
Because if they don't have that piece of the user agreement like TikTok did, and they're not doing those things, then TikTok would have never been banned.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, if TikTok would have just gone back and said, all right, we'll scrub all of this, we're not going to be doing these things anymore. Yeah, they wouldn't be getting banned.
Which is surprising that they didn't.
No, because they're going to ride that ship out.
Right.
Yeah.
They can't. If they say, oh, it was just scrubbing stuff, what they're admitting to is we were using the information. We were doing what y'all said we were doing.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. See, thank you for proving my point earlier. We're in trouble, man. Just want y'all to know that. Because they don't give a flip about this country and understanding the logistics of what it means for China to have your information. All they care about is being entertained. Oh my God, we can't have TikTok anymore. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
I would like to see China's version of TikTok in the United States.
Why would they do that? They're playing a long game.
Red dog. Exactly. No, China's version, which is an educational, talking about.
Strict educational,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, you were asking earlier what would ideally you'd like to see happen. Ideally, I'd love to see, like, our military strengthen, our education system get fixed, our economy stabilize, and prices be fixed, and all that healthcare be fixed. I'd love to see all that.
Oh, we have a dystopia.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh man,
I would love to see that.
Look at this. Don't do that. Don't put your eyes behind it like when you say it like
I'd
that.
Love to see that.
Oh my God. Go ahead and say the nightmare part of it.
I'm just going to leave it.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah, let's just leave it there. We're going to cut it off.
I'm just going to leave it.
Okay.
There you go. Good job.
Yeah. The only thing I got to take away is I think it was a total distraction. I do think it's a benefit like in any culture or community sharing, like recipes and all that. But at the end of the day, it's country over everything for me when it comes down to certain things.
Absolutely.
And if you
America first.
If we watch this, we can't. It's no American apps that they don't censor and regulate. So, for instance, their Facebook doesn't look like our Facebook because they censor it. They can't type in their Google because that's American. Because in their Google, they can't type words like democracy. They can't type in words like the American dream. They can't talk in words like vote. They can't type in. So, like, don't give me the BS, China, as if you just, oh, my God, America just so. When your whole, watch this. And I know this is sound, I just gave y'all some real concrete. My friend who lived in China for a while, he struggled with pornography. And so he got, when he became a missionary, he's like, okay, I need to shape up with this. It's a struggle, though, And he goes to China. He said, I was cured. That's why he said, he block it. he said for like 3 or 4 years he said that's when I was able to get so closer to God because I'm in this place that's so dangerous. He's like, I just locked in and then God kind of took the desire away from me. I was like, yeah, you was kind of like you went on a 4-year hiatus of it. It wasn't easily accessible. I said that's easy for any addiction when you can just be away from it and you know that if you even come close remotely to access it, you will die. Like you will die. I think a lot of good Christians are shaping up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't want to hear that junk. Anything with China or Russia, I don't care what president, unless you smoothieing up to them, any president that wants to slap them on the back of the head or just be hard with them, I am historically, let's stay on par with our historical asset and let's bully them back. We ain't going to get bullied around here. America.
That's TikTok.
Oh.
Oh, TikTok. Well, there will be. There's going to be another app that will take the place of TikTok.
I hope it's American.
It may be.
I think Instagram Reels is really hoping that.
I think they're hoping that they got it on lock at this point. They're like, oh, just come on over. We'll give you the benefits.
But if it's another China app called Red Dot and it's obviously China, I really hope our government gets like.
Oh, there is. There is an app.
Then they need to make a law.
Red Dot. There is a Red Dot. It's a Chinese app. They've already been saying
a law that says no Chinese apps.
They've already been saying everybody that we welcome, you can come on Red Dot.
Shout out to the governor of Montana, too. He was one of the first states that said no to TikTok and got all that backlash. And I think it was the Montana Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. It's a violation of freedom of speech. And it went up to the Supreme Court. But I'm shout out to the Congress, man. That's the only thing they did unanimously this year, bipartisanly. Shout out to the Supreme Court. They said, watch this. And I just want y'all to see this. All my young listeners, anytime that your government unanimously says yes to doing something and they work together, something's up with that because we can't get them to even agree on anything remotely the same. And when I saw the Supreme Court said unanimously, we upheld the decision. I said, dang, this is deep. Because I know, I forget the judge name, the black woman, Kimchi. I'll mess her name up. But I know she would always say, she would always vote.
You know what's really funny too, though?
What?
Is really what they're saying is they're not allowed to spy on you. We are. We are the only ones allowed to spy on you.
And?
I already know how I feel about ironic. It's funny.
Hey, y'all already know how I feel about surveillance. Jeremy hates it. I don't mind it under certain circumstances. And yeah, man. Mm. Dang it. TikTok is about to be gone. I can't wait to see what D does.
Oh, is she a TikToker?
Oh, man, she's a TikToker.
Yeah, Amanda is too.
Oh,
yeah.
I just want to see her depressing look. Like, oh,
you want to see? Please don't listen to this one.
I went to TikTok and it's not working. Oh, I'm like, yeah, go back to Instagram. Good luck.
Oh, man.
Change your algorithm.
Well, I'm interested to see what happens. I hope that if Red Dot is actively running with a bunch of people, that it has a different agreement.
From what I hear, it's all in Chinese.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weird. It's
wait. It's all in Chinese, and they had an increase of 300,000 people.
Yes.
Why do you think people don't just want to use Reels?
I don't know.
Like, don't you still get paid on there too, like you do
this
on TikTok?
This can't be it. Is it? Is it?
I have no idea. I don't even know what it looks like. My friend told me about it. He's like,
Red Dot, number one in social. Can we see other countries' apps if we know the name?
I assume you could.
Hey, we learned something today. It's Red Dot.
Actually, we're promoting Red Dot.
We are. Jeremy's going to get an email from a Chinese company. I want to click it, but I'm so scared. I know I can't read
it.
I
told you there's over 300,000 new subscribers.
And I'll accidentally be 2001. No. Mm. I don't know what I'm signing up for. I can't read it.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah. But anyway, thanks everybody for listening today. It's an interesting episode per usual.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, definitely fun.
I got fired up.
Jeremy got fired up and got me fired up.
My bad.
No, that was good. I think that's good dialogue.
I was Switzerland.
Yeah, you was. You showed it get neutral. Like,
you're a little Swissy.
Yeah. I was a little Swissy.
A little Swissy.
But you got in there on TikTok. And you was positive, so that we maybe need to do that more often so he can be more positive.
Ideally, that's what I would like.
You said what?
Ideally, that's what I would like to see.
I just went in here and deleted my TikTok, so all the TikToks that you've seen me have.
Did you actually deactivate your account, or did you just delete the app on?
No, I deactivated. Now I'm deleting.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep it just in case they bring it back.
Just in case they bring it back.
That way I don't have to re-download and look like a traitor.
I was with you the whole time, I promise.
Oh my gosh, I love you so much. You know, I haven't posted not one video.
Man. Still gotta get on the ball here and make our X page and our Instagram page. You ain't done that.
I do the Instagram next.
Well, I don't have X, so I did our Facebook, so Jeremy can do X.
I think I deactivated my X account too.
Oh my gosh. Deactivated?
Protest.
Just go on your Truth Social account and make one on there.
Protest that too.
Oh man, I would have figured you for a Truth Social guy.
No, you would not. I didn't think I was still around. I thought I had flopped, but okay.
Nah, it's doing better than ever.
It is, it went back up.
Oh yeah. But, yeah, thanks everybody for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
River, truce out there. True between the lines.
Yeah. You are fake news.
Just had to.